Housing prices in March were up a tiny bit from the month before. That's according to the Case-Shiller Price Index. They're basically still stuck at their lowest level since the housing crisis began. Here to help us make sense of all of this is Julie Nieman with Smith, Moore & Company in St. Louis. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Stacey.
So, Julie, home prices basically flat in March. What's your take on this news?
Oh, this is high excitement. They're just not plunging
really
anymore. We've got the hemorrhaging has stopped and the bottoming process has begun. There's no miraculous resurrection in sight, that's for sure. That would take a booming economy, and we don't have that. But sideways is a good thing. Now, everything is by location, so there's improvement in some regions that offset the decline in others. In fact, some of the declining regions are still probably going to go down another 5%, but the rest is stabilizing, and that's great news.
Well, Julie, if we have hit bottom and prices are going to start to rise from here, what does that mean for the economy?
Well, for the banks especially, the banks are sitting on a pile of money to lend. We've got record low rates, but they're not lending because you don't like to loan money on an asset that's still going down in prices. But the prices are at the levels of 10 years ago. This is a huge positive.
Wow. Well, the other big drag on the economy right now, other than housing, has been unemployment. Is that potentially turning around, too?
Well, that is a wild card. It's picking up in the private sector. Corporations are sitting on a pile of cash, though, and recently their CEOs announced that they would not be buying back more of their own stock. They're going to be spending it on plant and equipment, and that trickles down to unemployment. You're going to see rises in unemployment over the summer. This is a real positive. Consumer sentiment, which is really cautious at now, I think it's going to start picking up.
Julie Nieman with Smith, Moore & Company in St. Louis. Thank you, Julie.
You bet.